It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 18th, 2018. Today is the birthday of French lawyer and political philosopher Charles-Louis de Montesquieu. Born in 1689 at his family chateau in southwest France near Bordeaux. A prominent figure during the Age of Enlightenment, he is famous for his articulation of the theory of the separation of powers, which is found in many constitutions throughout the world, including that of the United States, of course. He is also known for doing more than any other author to secure the place of the word despotism in the political lexicon. Montesquieu's early life occurred during a time of significant governmental change. England had declared itself a constitutional monarchy in the wake of its glorious revolution beginning in 1688 and had joined with Scotland in the Union of 1707 to form the Kingdom of Great Britain. In France, the long-reigning autocratic Louis XIV died in 1715 and was succeeded by his 5-year-old great-grandson, leaving the government weakened and subject to increasing corruption. These national transformations had a great impact on Montesquieu, and he would refer to them repeatedly in his work. He withdrew from the practice of law to devote himself entirely to study and writing. He achieved literary success with the publication of his Persian Letters in 1721, a satire representing society as seen through the eyes of two imaginary Persian visitors to Paris, cleverly criticizing the absurdities of contemporary French society. He next published Considerations on the Causes of the Grandeur and Decadence of the Romans, actually it was about the French, in 1734, considered by some scholars as an important transition from the Persian Letters to his masterpiece, The Spirit of the Laws, which appeared in 1748. This book quickly rose to influence political thought profoundly in Europe and America. In France, it met with an unfriendly reception from both supporters and opponents of the government. The Catholic Church banned it, along with many other of his works, in 1751. It received the highest praise from the rest of Europe, however, especially Britain. Montesquieu was also highly regarded in the British colonies in North America as a champion of liberty, though not an advocate of American independence. Political scientist Donald Lutz found that Montesquieu was the most frequently quoted authority on government and politics in colonial British America, cited more by the American founders than any source except for the Bible. Following the American Revolution, his work remained a powerful influence on many of the founding fathers, most notably James Madison of Virginia, the father of the Constitution. Montesquieu's philosophy that government should be set up so that no man need be afraid of another reminded Madison and others that a free and stable foundation for their new national government required a clearly defined and balanced separation of governmental powers. Besides composing additional works on society and politics, Montesquieu traveled for a number of years throughout Europe, including visits to Austria and Hungary, spending a year in Italy, and 18 months in England before resettling in France. He was troubled by poor eyesight in his last years and was completely blind by the time he died from a high fever in 1755 at age 66. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 18th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.